This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Philippine Defense Secretary says that at least 17 people have been killed, 40 rescued in the crash of a Philippine Air Force C-130 aircraft carrying troops in a southern province. The Defense Secretary says that rescue efforts have been ongoing and the aircraft had 92 people on board, including three pilots and five crew members. The rest were Army personnel. Government forces have been battling for decades the militants in the predominantly Muslim province of Sulu, where the plane crashed Sunday. It is not immediately clear what caused the crash. The military says at least 40 people who were pulled from the burning wreckage were brought to a hospital, and troops have been trying to save the rest. Tropical Storm Elsa is now battering the southern coast of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, downing trees and pulling off rooftops as it speeds through the Caribbean, killing at least three people. Storm was centered about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica. It was also swirling west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. It had a maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour as a tropical storm, which had been a Category 1 hurricane earlier Saturday. It weakened in its approach to Cuba, and the storm was forecast to hit Cuba next on a path that would then take it to Florida. Businesses around the world rushed Saturday to contain a ransomware attack that paralyzed their computer networks, a situation complicated in the U.S. by offices lightly staffed at the start of the 4th of July holiday weekend. It is not yet known how many organizations have been hit by demands that they pay a ransom in order to get their systems working again. Some cybersecurity researchers predict it could be one of the broadcast ransomware attacks on record, or broadest. This is VOA News. The two-decade war in Afghanistan has now given U.S. spies a perch for giving tabs on terrorist groups that might have once again used the beleaguered nation to plan attacks against the U.S. homeland, but that will end soon. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan left intelligence agencies scrambling for other ways to monitor and stop terrorists. And they'll have to depend more on technology and other allies. A forensic team arrived Saturday in a Canadian town destroyed by wildfire to confirm reports that two people were killed during the blazes, which forced residents to abandon their homes with just a few minutes' notice several days ago. Coroner Service in British Columbia said that they will enter the devastated village located 95 miles northeast of Vancouver only if it has been deemed safe. Roughly 1,000 residents fled their homes Wednesday evening after suffering the previous day and under a record high of 121.2 Fahrenheit. At least 43 migrants drowned off the coast of Tunisia on Saturday. 84 others were rescued after their boat capsized overnight. That's according to the Tunisian Red Crescent. Maggi Slim, or Sim, head of the organization, told the Associated Press that the boat, which was carrying 127 migrants, left Libya's coastal city of Zawara on Friday to cross the Mediterranean Sea toward Italy. He said 46 Sudanese, 16 Eritreans, and 12 Bengalis were among those residents. The Defense Ministry spokesperson said the 84 migrants were rescued by fishermen. He declined to confirm, though, the drowning of the other migrants. Libya is a frequent departure point for migrants making the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing. Several shipwrecks from smugglers' boats carrying migrants have occurred in recent weeks as attempts to reach Europe became more frequent in warmer summer weathers. Recapping one of our top stories again, the Philippine Defense Secretary now says that at least 17 people have been killed, 40 rescued in the crash of a Philippine Air Force C-130 aircraft carrying troops in the southern province. And they say the rescue efforts are ongoing and that the aircraft had 92 people on board, including three pilots and five crew members. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. I have got an awesome show for you today. We're going to start out with a healthy dose of some of Africa's most iconic sounds. Salif Keita, Oliver Mutukudzi, and Africando. Then we cut to today with new releases from Ghana. That one's reviewed by me and my colleague Kwame Ofori. And from South Africa and Cameroon by way of Montreal, Canada. I've also got a little music news for you by way of festivals and conferences. And then at the bottom of the hour, we are going back in time to a vintage tune from Togo by the legendary songstress Bella Bellao. Now, at the back half, I've got more awesome music, plus an interview with another legend, Freshly Mwamburi from Kenya. Now, this interview is conducted by Bill Odidi, and it's about Freshly's new version of an old song that's almost 20 years old called Stella. You are going to love that. So, sit back, everybody, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting us out with the golden voice of Africa from 1995, Mali, here is Salif Keita with Tekere. Clap your hands.
Mi man can you mere monele muy monela lema Jamani, Abawila de France Fonni, Aditu Babu Kamfonye, Tension Madame, Tension Madame, Tension Secret.
By Salif Keita, the golden voice of Africa, who will be 72 this coming August. Hey everyone, this is Heather Maxwell, and we are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Salif Keita is an icon of African music, not just for his music, but also for his championship of living and thriving with albinism. All right, here is another icon from Zimbabwe, the late Oliver Mutukudzi. He passed away January 23rd in 2019, about 2.5 years ago. I still miss him, as do so many other people. But thankfully, his music lives on in his wisdom about life that he sings through almost every song. This one is Ramangwana Rirongere, Plan Your Tomorrow. It opens with these lyrics: old doesn't remain old. Today won't remain today. Plan your tomorrow.
Thank you. you're inside Music Time in Africa.
All right, and now here's one more iconic sound from the continent and the diaspora, Africando. This is Dundari, a track Africando. Off its eighth studio album, Viva Africando, that was recorded in 2013. And this was the first one that was not recorded primarily in New York. It was recorded in Paris. The singer here is one of the all-stars of the group, Sekou Ba Bambino from Guinea. Hey, everybody. How are you all doing? This is Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, we are switching gears from the past to the present, and we're starting in Ghana. Then we're going to move to South Africa and Cameroon. But for Ghana, here we are. Earlier this week, I had a conversation with my colleague here at VOA, Kwame Ofori. You all know him well, if you're a regular listener to the show. So we are talking about and listening to this new music release from Ghana that is trending on both sides of the Atlantic. And that also shows a sweet tooth for all varieties of chocolate. Now, I ask you, could it be related to World Chocolate Day, July 7th? Here it is.
So many girls in the club, but I got my eyes on you. When she pull up in bikini, so fine, and I girls and queen.
Hello, Kwame. How are you?
Hey, Heather. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So let's talk and listen to this song by DJ Akua and featuring Kwame Eugene. It's a new single that came out. I just love it. It's called Yes, Coco. So, Kwame, you brought this song to my attention. I'm so glad you did. It's very sweet. It's nice. And I like the male-female collaboration. Tell me about the song.
So, Yes, Coco is by DJ Kia featuring Kwame Eugene, our very own Kwame Eugene, Ghana's rock star, as he calls himself. And it's just beautiful. She's celebrating the skin, the brown skin, the black skin, like, you know, different shades. And also, it's like a double-edged sword where in Accra or in Kumasi, wherever you live in Ghana, there are these people who sell cocoa drinks. And when they sell it, you know, they scream, yes, Coco, come buy, you know, this cocoa drink. So it's like you are enjoying the beauty of the brown skin on the streets of Accra. Plus, you are hearing people screaming to you to come buy this cocoa drink. So I just love that, you know, beauty there where, you know, it just reminds you of exactly.
Oh, that
Accra
is wonderful.
Dark skin till casket.
I really like DJ Akua's style. I mean, she's a great rapper. She also has a nice, unusual visual style. She's a little tough, you know, not too girly. But she's still wearing a dress. She's still looking beautiful. But I like the whole package. Is she also based in Ghana?
No. So she's based here in the U.S. of A. She actually lives on the East Coast. I think the toughness is coming from a place of she being DJ Akua and, you know, being in a male-dominated industry, she definitely has to be tough. So I guess that's what you are seeing. And I also love that she's not too girly in the video. So it doesn't take away from the message of the video, which is to praise the brown skin, the Yes Coco skin.
Yes Coco. Kwame, what about white chocolate? Do they have anything like that in Ghana?
Hey, it's chocolate. It's all from the same chocolate. So white, brown, dark chocolate, it's all chocolate. And we celebrate all of it.
All right, so that was the new song by DJ Akua and featuring Kwame Eugene called Yes Coco, just released June 7th. Thank you, Kwame, for bringing it to our attention and for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Music Time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, guys. Now we are going to vibe out to this brand new remix by South Africa's hottest MC, Focalistic, and also featuring Davido and Virgo Deep. K-Star remix is currently a top 5 in 9 African music charts and a top 10 in the UK. The visuals premiered in February and have about 6.5 million views, so you got to check that out. But also know that next week, you're going to hear Focalistic right here on Music Time in Africa. We were all at the MIDEM Africa Music Conference last week, so I was able to catch up with this guy. And you're going to hear what he has to say next week. But for now, let's jam to K-Star Remix. Legend.
down when my G's connect. No disconnect. I dey catch cruise, forget. If you talk, you collect. It goes down when my G's connect. No disconnect. I dey catch cruise, forget. If you talk, you collect.
Was K-Star Remix by Focalistic. Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I've got that vintage tune by Bella Below of Togo that I mentioned at the top of the hour. Plus, after that, a great interview by Bill Odidee in Nairobi with the legendary singer Freshly Mwamburi. They talk about his big comeback, Stella Wangu Remix, and the story behind that song. And then I've got other amazing music after that for you. But first, a bit of music news. In Montreal, Canada, the international festival Nuit d'Afrique celebrates its 35th anniversary beginning July 6th. Now, it kicks off with an online music event from Paris, and then everything else takes place live in Montreal, Canada. 2 weeks of free live concerts in clubs and outdoor stages. There's a total of 37 artists that are performing, and that equals 62 live acoustic concerts, all for you for free if you can just get to Montreal. Clairel is one of the artists who is set to perform. He was born and raised in Douala, Cameroon. Hey, guys. Hey, my peeps in Douala. Now he's based in Montreal, Canada, Clairel. I like his sound. This is one of his tunes I really like. It's sweet, touching, so calm down, relax. It's called My Anthem.
All these fancy clothes, you can wear them all if you want to. These expensive dinners, you can eat as much as you want to. Dreamy destinations, you can see them all if you want to. All manners of riches now, you can earn them all if you want to. But I won't give up,
give up.
I won't give up,
give up.
I won't give up my right to fall in love. I won't give up my right to be in love. The one thing I could never, ever, ever do without. Never felt the pressure. Never wondered which was the right move. Life is way too precious now. And you can have it back once you get through. My anthem is loving.
La, la, la.
You can sing along if you want to. So long as you mean it. Let our voices rise and sing for what's true. Cause I won't give up,
give up.
I won't give up,
give up.
I won't give up my right to fall in love. I won't give up my right to be in love. The one thing I could never, ever, ever do without. I won't give up,
give up.
I won't give up,
give up.
I won't give up my right to fall in love. I won't give up my right to be in love. The one thing I could never, ever, ever, ever do without. You know that I won't give up. You know that I won't give up.
Give up.
You know that I won't give up. Not this time.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful? That was Clairel, a Montreal-based artist from Cameroon. He is going to be performing at the International Nuit d'Afrique Festival, running July 6th through the 18th. So get there if you can. Okay, so now for some genuine vintage. Georgette Adjouavi Niafatu Bello, otherwise known as Bella Balao, was born on January 1st, 1945, in Sévier, a village about 35 kilometers north of Lomé. During the tragically short number of years that she lived on this earth, Bella became one of the biggest African stars in the world. At 21, she had her first breakthrough with a performance at the 1966 World Festival of Black Arts in Dakar. And then she went on to France, where she was working under the Togolese producer Gérard Aquesson. And she performed and recorded all over Europe. And then in 1973, Manu Dibango started planning a tour with her in the U.S., but that trip never happened. In that same year, Bella Balao died in a car crash while visiting her hometown back in Togo. She was killed instantly, just a few days short of her 28th birthday. She is known still today for her beautiful ballads, but this is an upbeat song that I really like. It's called Buyalele, and it's sung in Ewe.
Buyalele kubanza kani ziri zambi.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yes, do that. I've got great new clips up every week, including the feature that you just heard earlier in this hour on that new single, Yes Coco, by DJ Aqua and Kwame Eugene. Okay, hey, everybody. I hope you're all enjoying the show so far. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. And now I have two new songs for you. I'm playing them back to back. And then get ready to meet Freshly Mwamburi. All right, here is Fine Wine by Ghana's R2Bs featuring King Promise and Joe Boy, followed by Tu Va Bien by Lokua Kanza.
Won't be on my, tell me if I, where we go now. Hop in my ride, watch man and Mary, you know the vibe. Maybe you know, you be the one waiting on my mind. See, baby girl, I ain't tryna waste no time, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say, I'll do a fine, fine wine. Fine, fine wine. I do a fine, fine wine. Yeah, yeah. And girl, you be fine, fine wine. Fine, fine wine. I do a fine, fine wine. Yeah, yeah. I'll make a call 911.
Baby, no detail. She want more, want more. See your body. Catalan, you listen to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep your ears tuned.
Yeah, all right. So are you all ready to meet Freshly? Bill Odidi met up with him in Nairobi for this great interview.
Greetings from Nairobi. I'm Bill Odidi on Music Time in Africa. Thanks for that, Heather Maxwell. Now, I have a very interesting story and some great music for you today as we meet Freshly Mwamburi. Now, he's well known here in Kenya, generally around East Africa, for his hit song Stella. It's quite a story. It's in Swahili. It's just been remixed after it was first released in the 90s, and it's gained a whole new wave of popularity and been introduced to a whole new generation. More on that shortly, but first, just who is this artist, Freshly, who has written one of the most popular songs of recent times in this part of the world?
My name is Freshly Mwamburi from Africa, Kenya. But my real name, Franklin Lucas Mwamburi. So I changed to Freshly because of my work. I was born in Mombasa in 1963, November. Music, hiki ni kipaji ambacho nimekipata kutoka kwa Mwenyezi Mungu.
Music is a gift that I have been blessed with, and I've exploited this gift to this day. I started by playing music in Mombasa at the coast of Kenya with my own 9-piece band called Mombasa International. We were all schoolmates and used to learn music during our free time. I then moved to Nairobi and joined Les Wanyika Band. Then we formed Everest Kings, whom I played with for a long time. After Everest Kings, I started my own band, Fresh Kazi Ngoma Orchestra.
Fresh Kazi Ngoma Orchestra. Mimi Naimba.
I am a vocalist. I also play solo guitar, bass, and keyboard. I play various styles of music, but my speciality is in rumba, which I really love.
Nasa mimi ni special in rumba.
Just what is the story behind the song that makes it resonate with so many fans around East Africa?
Swali limeulizwa na media kwa mara nyingi sana nikilijibu.
I have been asked these questions about the story of the song many times. It's a long story, but I now want the whole world to understand. Stella had been my lover for a long time until she got a chance to travel and study medicine in Japan. While she was there, she met another man and got married to him. But I can't blame her because it's all God's plan. The story of Stella in no way means that all women in the world would do the same thing as she did. This was her decision as an individual, and it doesn't mean that all women would have a similar behavior. I composed the song so that it acts as a lesson that if you are engaged and your lover travels abroad for studies, then you'll have to think twice about your relationship. Fans love the song because it has teachings that people can relate to.
That's the story of Freshly Mwamburi in his own words. Lastly, we asked him to introduce this most popular of songs, Stella, to people listening to the show around the world.
Alibatika kwenda ngambo, chuo kikuu kwenda kusoma. Miaka mitatu kule Japan, kusomea udaktari. Stella wangu.
Endelea kusikiza wimbo wangu huu wa Stella Remix katika studio za Voice of America Music Time in Africa.
Kwa mchumba wangu, tulipendana kama nyama choma. Alibatika kwenda ngambo, chuo kikuu kwenda kusoma. Miaka mitatu kule Japan, kusomea udaktari. Stella wangu. Nilikuwa na mchumba wangu, tulipendana kama nyama choma. Alibatika kwenda ngambo, chuo kikuu kwenda kusoma. Miaka mitatu kule Japan, kusomea udaktari.
That's just about it for me. Bill Odidi has a hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa with a little bit more of the fascinating story of Stella.
All right, thanks, Bill. So now you know what Stella is all about and who Freshly Mwamburi is and how his remix is just keeping Kenyans entertained these days. So for the rest of the hour, guys, I am going to play you one more new release that's coming up next by French guitarist Johan Leferrand and featuring the voice of the late, great Malian diva Kyra Arbi. And then I'm taking us out with two more amazing tunes by the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars and finally Stromae. All right, so here's Yerna Fase. This translates in Songrai to shared happiness. The lyrics depict a caravan traveling across the Sahara from north to south, distributing salt, which is a metaphor for peace and fair sharing among all ethnic groups in war-torn Mali. Again, this is sung by the late Kyra Arbi.
Ajua Netuo Oko Tetima Krum Abinga Wangana baby, wouldn't call a Juanana. Abinga Wangana baby, wouldn't call a Juanana. Ajua left me go back to Ghana. She don't notice me anything. Ajua left me go back to Ghana. She don't notice me anything. But I've been telling mama, telling papa, telling famu them all. I've been telling paddy themselves before I bring a Ghana saloon. Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua baby you run away.
Vous avez autre chose à faire, hein. M'auriez vu hier. tu t'es formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Regardez, tu te crois beau parce que tu t'es marié. Mais c'est qu'un anneau, mec, t'emballe pas. Elle va te larguer comme elles le font chaque fois. Et puis l'autre fille, tu lui en as parlé. Tu veux, je lui dis comme ça.
All right, and with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. And a big thank you to Kwame Ofori and to Bill Odidi and Freshly Mwamburi for their interview from Kenya. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we are also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC. And then again, Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. So you can't miss it. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell. Type in Music Time in Africa. You'll find us. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.